The best price out there is free. We all love it. It's the price tag that we all love to see. That's why there's an entire sales and marketing tactic called freemium, freeware. The idea is to get you in the door, and that way you take on that platform and becomes an integral, becomes an important part of your overall business. That way you can sign on to a premium version, right? A paid version or annual enterprise level. But in some cases, there are platforms, there are tools, there are resources that are completely free across the board. In other words, there is a free tier that can get all the work done that you need. And that's what we're going to talk about today in the Ambition Show, is we're going to talk about the best free online resources to grow your business. Because there's many cases, there are tools out there that you don't have to spend a dollar on, right? Not only will it save you money, but it'll actually make you money. And that's what we're going to go over, because a little knowledge, a little skill, a little education goes a long way. And now that you have the skills with these platforms, once you start using them, you can take them to premium versions. You can start training your team. You can even create a course out of it, right, to bring in another stream of revenue. We're going to go over the best free online resources to grow your small business, and you can start utilizing them right away. Let's get it. What's good, everybody? I'm your host, Aaron Muhammad. Thank you once again for joining us for the Ambition Show podcast, the podcast for creative entrepreneurs. Whether you are in marketing, whether you're in sales, whether you're in graphic design, you're a musician, or you're going to start a small business and you're going from storefront to e-commerce, the purpose of the show is to give you the tools, the resources, connect you with the right platforms that are out there to help you grow your business, help you start your business, even transition from one business or one career to another. And that is perfect to talk about today. Specifically, we're going to talk about the resources that are out there. So yeah, we offer resources from our blog. If you've ever checked out the blog on the Ambition Show podcast website, you can definitely find some great tools, templates, other links to some of our, you know, premium partners, our affiliates that will help you with your business, whether you're starting your book, whether you are just, you know, getting out there into email marketing, your first website. We have it all for you, because this is what I've design my entire career based on, right? To help other entrepreneurs start their businesses. Kind of give you guys the things that I wish I had when I started out, and the struggles that some of my partners, they had when they first started out. We wanted to come together and make it easier for you guys. In this episode, though, we're going to get into a lot of resources that are out there, whether they be a partner of ours or not. Some great tools that I'm noticing a lot of people are still passing up. Some are pretty popular, but a lot of us are still passing them up, right? And I'm part of your community, right? I'm part of the community of creative entrepreneurs. So I'm in the exact same area as you guys, where I'm constantly looking for tools. But this is what I do, right? Because I do this for clients on a regular basis, whether we're building their website, whether we're making their logos, whether we're doing their brand kits, it doesn't matter. I'm doing this on a regular basis. You might not be. You know, you're running your shop, you're creating your music, you're writing your book, you're working on, you know, maybe you're working on your podcast, and you're wondering what tools are out there that can help you get to the next level, or just help you streamline your work, make it a little more automated. We're going to get into the best tools for those specific areas, everywhere from one of my, of course, personal love, project management, my trade, my, you know, where I've been working in for years, email marketing, graphic design, branding, even sales, because I know a lot of you guys are still scared about sales. We've had multiple episodes about sales, about business development. But let me tell you, once you get things down to a process, you're a lot more at ease with it, right? You're a lot more relaxed with it. You're a lot more comfortable with it. You get to the level where you're so confident whether you want to train it. You're right. You want to teach others. You want to share it with others. And that actually increases your confidence. That increases your competency and things, right, when you're starting to train and help others. So the more confident we can help you get with these particular areas, maybe it's project management, maybe it's some aspect like basic desktop skills, right? And definitely have the resources for you when it comes to training and education. So what we're going to do is we're going to break it down like a fraction, as I like to say, right? We're going to break it down like this. We're going to go over those different subjects, different categories. We're going to call out the key features in the platforms, okay, the pros and cons of those platforms, because nothing's perfect, right? That's why I'm not giving you just one platform for each section or each category. Doesn't make sense, because we're all different. We all learn different ways. And most importantly, we may be using different tools, right? And there's a couple of tools that can help you connect and integrate. But we'll get into that later on. Then, of course, you go to our podcast page. You go to the website. We will have links to every single one of these tools that I'm mentioning. And most importantly, because like I said, we talk about our favorite price is free. And we want to get to these tools before they're free. I mean, before they stop being free. We will talk about the premium versions. There's premium versions of every single one of these tools, every single one of these platforms. But here's the biggest thing about that. Here's the biggest thing. The reason why we selected these tools specifically is because there is a free tier that is, as of now, a full free tier. In other words, you do not have to pay, right, just to use the platform. You can purchase a premium version of the platform. And that is the biggest, I would honestly say the biggest element, the biggest aspect of this list is that I'm not giving you a bunch of tools that, okay, yeah, you have a 7-day trial and you can run with it. I hate to say it, I've been past podcasts and blogs that have done that. I'm giving you, these are the tools that are free right now. There's a full free tier where you never have to pay. There's a couple platforms that I've used for 4 or 5 years for free. And then when I started making the money, started bringing in the regular revenue, then I went over to a premium version. I would suggest you guys do the same because, like I said, I'm realist. I'm right there with you guys. I'm not going to come at you and say, oh, well, you only put in that little investment of $1,500 a month. No, you know, somebody's going to come at you with some crazy numbers like that. Let's be real. We're in the real world. We're running a business. We got to streamline and we got to work as lean as possible until we get to the next stage. But of course, we want to grow. That's why these are the best free online resources for you to grow your small business. Whether you have one employee, you have 1,000 employees. Literally, two of these platforms, and I'll go over that. Two of these platforms I've suggested to a company that had over 100 employees. And they used a free version for the first 2 years just so they really get their feet wet, get an understanding of how the platform works. I created a training just for them. And then they moved over to the premium version. So it's that simple, right? But because they used the free version for the first year, they were really able to integrate it with their tools. But of course, as they grew, they're like, yeah, now we can afford the premium version, but we can afford the premium version to where it won't hurt our systems because we understand how to use the tools. And let me tell you, coming from a background of web development and product design, one of the worst things companies do is they bring in technology and they're not willing to take the time to train it. They're not willing to take the time to kind of have that learning curve, but they don't put that time into place. Like I said, we created a training just for them. Me and my great partner, one of my great teammates, we created a great visual training just for them. And then they brought over and they started using the premium version of the tool. So once again, we're going to go over the different categories. First, the categories, right? And we're going to give you at least two platforms for each category. Then we're going to go over the key features of the platforms, the pros and cons of each platform, direct you to where you can download or you can purchase or you can, you know, whatever is the premium or the free version. Because some people might want to jump right into the premium version, which is cool. Perfect, fine. We're going to go over the pros and cons of the free version. But we'll give you a little insight, of course, of the premiums as well. And then, of course, best thing about it, you'll have links to where you can go check it out. You can do your own research and pull from where we start from. And what I would love for you guys to do is if you use every single platform or if you only use one of each category, let us know which one you used. Drop a comment, drop a message, find me in Core Spaces at the Ambition Show podcast, Core Space. Drop a link to how you're using it. Write a video of you using it. I would love to see how you've taken on the tool. But remember, these are free tools, so you don't have to buy a premium version to start. Start out with the free one, utilize it. And at the end of this, we're going to go into a little bit about how things are changing in the product world to where you want to jump on the free versions while you can, because let me tell you, they won't be here forever. So let's get into it. Right now, we're going to start off with the first category, my personal favorite category, of course, project management. We're going to go into project management tools when we come back right here on the end. All right, everybody. So jumping into the first category, my personal favorite category right off the bat is project management. And project management, for those who don't know, you know, it's a concept. It's actually a term that's been thrown around a lot recently. It's actually a lot more trendy than it used to be. To be honest with you, I think the first time I heard of project management was literally in passing, and it was in regards to construction. And a lot of people, that's where they kind of get an idea of project management from, either construction, because that's where you mostly hear about it, or at one time you mostly heard about it, engineering, like civil engineering, things like that, or on the other side, maybe information technology. Think about it as anything's a project. Everything's a project, right? The cool part about that is that project management is really developed a framework, right? There are actual principles and practices, and specifically tools. When I say tools, not only formulas and exercises and activities to ensure that projects are executed at an efficient level. Now, what does that all mean? Because that can sound like a bunch of jargon. Basically, you are a customer, right? You are a customer. And think about this. If you're that business owner, think about it from that customer's perspective. I'm paying you, the professional, to get something done efficiently. Efficiently meaning within a specific amount of time, on a specific budget, right? With the resources that we're going to go over, or the requirements that we're going to go over. So in other words, the things, the elements that I need to have and to actually be developed and to be published, to be created. Project management framework, okay, gives us a process, gives us a formula to get these things done on budget, on time, within the requirements or the scope of what that client or that customer needs. Now, looking at it from that standpoint, you can start applying that to anything. You could literally apply that to a restaurant making a dish. I know that might sound crazy, but if you take a step back, what if you have specific allergies, right? What if you have allergies and you tell, hey, I want my meal obviously at a certain time, one at a certain price, right? And now it has to fit within my dietary restrictions. Kind of sounds similar to what I just brought up, right? And a time, on a budget, on a specific scope. Now, take it to a higher level, websites, same thing. Building a development or a specific storefront, same thing. What if you run an apparel, or specifically a promotional apparel company? Well, I need my team jerseys, or I need my company shirts. I need my uniforms. Budget. Here are the requirements. Here are the sizes. Here are the colors. Here's the logo. Here are the details that I need. I need it by this date. I need to be delivered to these locations. Same thing. Anything and everything can be a project. And project management gives you this great framework for it, right? It gives you a specific process. Now, the cool part about this is that the tools that I'm bringing up about project management, you don't need to understand all of the aspects of like the PMI, the Project Management Institute, or other project management. And really, that is the most respected body of project management principles. But we're slowly but surely seeing others, right? And this is what happens. Things evolve. I mean, because project management as a practice has been around almost, I mean, what we're talking about, all the way back into the early 1900s. But what we're seeing with the PMI and that type of framework, that's developed over the past, 60, 70 years. But we're seeing everything from Google having their project management program, which is a really fantastic project management program. Once again, remember I said education we're going to talk about was one of the last categories. We're going to actually talk about that program and a few others, not just by Google, but there's a couple other companies out there who are doing some great work. PMI is the standard, right? The cool part is these tools that we're going to bring up for project management, you don't need to know every single in and out. And I'm only suggesting platforms that provide that level of education to even help you out. Let's say you're fresh out the gate. You just started, you just started your small business. And to be honest, you're like, I want to build a website. I need my logo. I found a great graphic designer. I have this awesome team to build my website called EM Pro LTD, head by Aaron Muhammad over in Chicago, Illinois. Just in case if you hired us. And you want to make sure that everything runs on time and efficiently. Right now, just in case that awesome graphic designer and Aaron Muhammad and his team didn't use a project management platform, you wanted to start using a project management platform. Well, here are two platforms, like I said from the top, free, that you can start using right now with one of the links in the description of this episode. Number one, this is a personal favorite. Number one reason, because this is actually the tool that we use at AmPro LTD. This is the tool that I've recommended the most to clients. Most of them have used it to this day. Some started out with it, transitioned over. Many are using the free version. Most are using the premium versions. That is Asana. Now, Asana, I know you might start out thinking, especially if you're coming from another world, like the fitness world or health and fitness, and you're probably thinking, well, I know Aaron loves fitness and working out and exercise, but why is he suggesting that we do something regarding yoga? Because of Asana. Okay, so no, Asana is an actual project management platform. Okay, and the cool part about it is it has a completely free version that you can use. And I do mean, when I say use it, I mean everything from creating projects, creating boards. If you're looking at it from a standpoint of, you know, maybe you're doing a scrum work, and we'll get a little bit more. I'm not trying to get too into the weeds of the terminology for every platform, or I should say every principle and practice. But if you're trying to stay on task, on time, and within budget, this is one of the best project management platforms I can recommend, period. That's why I started off with this one, because not just because of the free version, but because, period, this is one of the best project management platforms that I've ever seen. It was actually the platform created by engineers at Facebook. It was used within Facebook. In other words, it was used for the teams at Facebook to do their assignments, to do their work, and to do their task. Well, one of the initial founders of Facebook, right, who helped develop this tool, said, well, why don't we actually make this a public tool, not just for us, but for the world. Because if you're paying attention to what I'm saying, when Facebook first started out, right, we're thinking about years ago. Remember how I said it's become more trendy to talk about project management? Well, that was the whole point. It was primarily seen by IT teams, construction groups, you know, real estate development. Those were pretty much the areas that you saw most people talking about project management, right? On a regular basis, at least. Now it's all over the place. Right. And it's not because nothing was a project before. It's because it became more commonplace to say, hey, we need a set of principles. We need a tool that we can go to keep ourselves on task, on schedule, assign tasks, make sure people know the priorities of those tasks, and upload. That is one of the coolest parts about Asana. And that's clearly where it initially developed from, was let's get the work done. Let's transition and collaborate on the work easily across work streams, across teams. And that's what we're seeing here, because with Asana, you can connect it with your Google Drive. You can connect it to your Dropbox. Basic integrations that you see all over the place. Asana was one of the first project management tools to do this via cloud and very easily and seamlessly. And they're still doing it. A lot of the things you're seeing across platforms where people are saying they can connect to their Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive from Microsoft. Asana was one of the first platforms to do this. And specifically what I'm saying is from the free version, right? All this is coming from the free version. A lot of those integrations you had to pay for from other platforms. Asana initially started off with the free version, and it still does that to this day as this episode is being produced. So I would suggest this is one of the first project management platforms that you look at for any project, no matter what. And the best part about it is going to immediately fit into your budget, because that free version has not only all those integrations I just spoke of, but so many more. Here's my favorite part of Asana. I'll be honest with you. You don't need to download anything, because unfortunately with some of the best project management platforms, you do need to get the most out of it. Even to this day, you need to download. You do not need to download. You do not need to connect it to your desktop. You do not need to have any kind of software. It's 100% cloud-based, right? So if you're going to have an app on your phone, that's great, but you could just go to the website as well and do the exact same work, right? It fully integrates with your calendar. Fantastic tool. With that, another project management platform, 100% free. I would suggest few more limitations. And as you notice, I'm going through key features, but I'm also going through kind of the pros and cons as well as simultaneously, just to kind of keep you on pace. And that way you can toggle between the two and you can look them up as I bring them up. I would say Trello. Now, Trello has been around probably as long as Asana, actually. It was one of the first project management tools that I used first starting out when I was looking at it online, as opposed to some other platforms, right? I was looking at a lot of project management platforms when I first started working with remote teams, and I wanted to manage my own projects outside of my own. Letting a car pass. Outside of my own like desktop, you know what I mean? Because I was working with more contractors, I was working with more business partners, and I believe and still believe, you know, started out with the idea of good communication and most importantly transparency. And I was looking for platforms where I can bring those in. Trello is another one of those. But the reason why I suggest Trello, and I know what you're going to say, or I should say, I know what people who know of other project management platforms are thinking. Well, there's like four or five others I can think of as well. But remember, I said from the top, the main thing about these platforms, 100% free. You do not have to go over to a premium version. It's not a 7-day trial, a 14-day trial, 20-day trial, 30-day trial. You can work and you can master that free version and get your company, stand up your company. That's why I always say stand up that platform, as we use that terminology a lot in the IT world. You stand up, you know, you want to stand up a specific platform. You want to stand up a specific software. You want to get it to a level where it's kind of walking on its own, like baby, you know, think of it as a baby, right? You start out crawling, you start out kind of just getting your bearings and everything, but then you start walking, right? And it stood up to the level of, okay, now you can, on your own, you can move forward. And the best thing about this, now let's keep evolving and now let's go up to the premium version. Trello is another one you could do that with. Now, one of the things I like about Trello, probably I would suggest, because, you know, I mean, the best thing about Asana is you can adapt it. It can look like you can have the Gantt chart, you can have, you know, the board, you know, depending upon the type of project management principles you're going to go by. If you're looking at it from that standpoint, Trello, it's basically, to me, and this is just from my standpoint, if you like and you really enjoy the visual, right, the Kanban board, as it's called, I think you would enjoy this platform a little bit more, just because it can be very visually appealing, right? Asana has a nice, user interface, very nice user experience. But if you're a visual learner, if you're a person who, those colors or the vibrancy of the display, you really will jump right into Trello. And that's one thing that appealed to me when I first used it, because as a web designer, right, working on web projects, I'm like, oh, this is going to be awesome, you know, working with other web designers on it. Now, don't get me wrong. Majority of my partners went back to Asana with me. We've tested out multiples, because I'm never into the whole thing of, oh, there's only one and we're going to stick with it. You know, no. If you have that mindset, I'm telling you right now, you're going to get left behind, especially when it comes to technology, right? And we're in technological business. But with this platform, we were able to kind of toggle between the two and say, well, you know, there's a lot of good elements over here. We just want to stick with Asana. But for you guys, you might find Trello is a better platform for you, not only because of the user experience, but also because, once again, you do have those integrations. Once again, you do have that ease to start from scratch, right? And the coolest part about both of these platforms, and I'm going to keep coming back. This is going to literally come back. I'm going to come back to every single platform about this, because this is the reason why I picked these. Also, automation integrations, and specifically one of my favorite automation integrations, Zapier. If you've never used Zapier, there's a link to check out Zapier. It's a great automation tool. It's a great tool to help you kind of get some of those tasks when you complete another one task. Great automation to, maybe you want your documentations to move into a specific folder. Maybe you want to set up multiple reminders on calendars, right? That's one thing I do. We have, you know, reminders for as soon as the task is completed, you know, with the estimated date and the actual date, we immediately schedule those reminders for the next stage of that project. Just kind of take those remedial things out of your hands, right? And out of your mind, get them off your brain for a second. Both of these tools integrate with Zapier very, very well and very, very easily. So once again, project management tools. Number one, Asana. Definitely would suggest Asana. Number two, Trello. So we will briefly touch on the paid and the premium versions. But like I said, this is in no way for you to immediately say, okay, I got to go to the free version. Right? I mean, I'm sorry, you got to go to the paid version. I want you to check out the free version, test it out, because starting out lean, right? But starting, that's the key. And sometimes that barrier of entry could be that money. And let's just be real, you know, that's the reason why we see a lot of things in different industries today is that we've had a barrier of entry just be, hey, if you don't have $50, if you don't have a couple of $1,000, if you don't have, you know, $1 million, I just jump numbers. Yeah, because that's unfortunately how it is in some cases. And we miss out on a lot of innovation. And you might find some way to use these tools for your team because of that free version alone. So with Asana, there is a premium version. It's a very popular premium version, right? It's okay. It's $10.99 a seat per month. Keep in mind, when we talk about a lot of these tools, especially like project management, graphic design, you know, we're talking about it from a seat or a user standpoint. So it's not necessary for an entire company. It's really designed more for one person to get the most out of it. Trello, they do have a lower tier. They have a $5 tier. So you can go from free to $5. Same thing per user, per month. And of course, I'm giving you the amount that if you build annually. I always suggest if you can, go for the annual versions, only because, and this is personal experience, this is experience from past clients talking to them, when they look back on 10 months and they're like, oh, fudge, I just spent an extra $10-$15. That money adds up. I spent it, and depending upon what platforms, I can tell you one platform, I know those who've used it, they know exactly what I'm talking about. You look back and you used a tool for 12 months, right? You use a resource for 12 months. And you look at, oh man, I actually missed out on saving almost $1,000. There's a couple platforms like that, that if you pay for the year, you'll save almost $1,000. That could be a whole nother resource. That could be you running ads for your business. That could be taxes. Hey, I'm going to always keep it real with y'all. I'm a businessman, number one. This is what we do. We got to look at it from that standpoint. That could be your taxes. That could be you paying, you know, if you have full-time employees, that could be you helping out paying for their insurance. That could be you giving out bonuses. That could be the money you spend on another platform, right? That could go towards rent. That can go towards so many different things. So I will always suggest go for the annual plans. That's why I say start out with the free. Get your feet wet and then, okay, boom, jump to the annual plan. Because with an annual plan, you save more money, but at the same time, you're getting locked into where, okay, I already have an understanding of the platform. Let's really run with it. Because that half stepping will never get you anywhere. You can't be half stepping. That's why you test it out with that free version and you just, okay, I'm running with it from there. Always go with the free version first and then jump to that annual plan. You know, whichever premium version you prefer. But Trello has a couple of other tiers. They have a $10 tier and then they have an enterprise level tier. Now, I will call this out. Most enterprise level pricing tiers will not give you the price unless you call the company, contact the company. Trello actually gives you the price because it's based on the number of users and the estimated number of users, which is a really good decision factor. From a project management mindset, this is something you want because it's giving you the pricing. And you can start building out the budget. Well, if I can afford $25 per person, or I can afford $50 per person, you know what I mean? You can start to build that budget. I did a whole episode about this. And you know what? I'm going to update that episode because I had a great conversation. Knowing your numbers are important. I hate to hear this from business people when we ask this question. What's your budget? Well, I don't know. Now, I will be honest, some business people BS about that when they're talking to a person about sales. Oh, I don't know what my budget is, but they really have a budget in mind. Everyone has a budget in mind. I'm sorry. It's a fact. Everyone does. Because you know there's a price it's that price where I can live with that. And then there's that price where, oh, no way in heck am I going to pay that. That's a budget. That's a budget. When you have that mindset, and you know what I'm talking about, when someone tells you, oh, well, you know, this is going to cost $500. You're like, whoa, I thought it was going to cost way more than that. Okay, I can do that. That's a budget. Your budget is you can live with $500. Your budget is you can live with $600. Your budget is you can live whatever. But if I came to you and say, it's going to be $1,500. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, buddy. You're way out of line. you kind of offended me. That means it's out of your budget. So you don't look at it like that. If you don't look at it like that, I'm telling you right now, you need to start. And when you start looking at it like that, you're like, oh, I always do have a budget. I might not tell someone, but let me write that down. The reason why you want to know that price with that enterprise level is because, let's just be real, you have that budget in mind. So if I came to you and told you, hey, for the enterprise level, it's going to be $1,750 per person, but you got to have at least 50 people. You're like, oh, yeah, I can do that. I can afford that. That means you have a budget. Know your numbers. Knowing your numbers are vital. Knowing your numbers are critical. Know the number that you can go home, sleep, and be like, okay, I'm not going to stress out to death about that. Right? That's kind of what I expected. Or that is exactly what I expected. Know your numbers. Like I said, we're going to do a whole episode about that because I had a great conversation with a business owner who knew none of their numbers. And it actually wound up, you know, hurting them as they went on because they didn't take the time just to, as I kept suggesting, just take a week, take 2 days, take 1 day just to go over what can I stomach when it comes to my operations. And then they wind up having to stop their business at just as soon as they started because they didn't take the time to really assess their numbers. Okay. So it's a vital lesson that we should all, you know, have in the back of our minds. So Asana, Trello, I would suggest starting off with Asana, but that's my own personal, you know, bias because I love Asana. Although I need to get better with yoga. I know, corny joke. Point is, Asana is a great tool. Trello is an awesome tool. Let me know which one you pick. Let me know which one you pick. Drop a line in our comments. Now, the next category. Oh, yeah. It's about to get real interesting. I want another one of my personal favorite categories, okay? Because this is actually where I got my start in digital marketing. We're going to go into email marketing. Okay, everybody. So we are back, and we're going to jump right into email marketing. And we're actually going to go into three categories real quickly. And to start with email marketing, though, because like I said, this is actually where I got my start in digital marketing. I love to write. Always, everyone knows I'm a writer. And that's really where it really stemmed from, was writing copy for emails and then writing copy for blogs and so on and so forth. I was like, I want to build my own websites. And that's why I learned websites. And that's how I got there. Email marketing, it ain't going nowhere. It's funny how every single year I hear email marketing is going to die. It ain't going nowhere anytime soon. We're seeing the growth in social media, of course, and of course, SMS. But when I say SMS, you know, text message marketing. But at the end of the day, email has always been a pretty strong channel. One of the best is MailChimp. Now, MailChimp tops this, or necessarily in this category. One, because of course, like I said, has a great free tier. And I go back to the reason why I said start off with those free tiers. Get all the information about that platform, but not just the platform, but the practice. The same thing, like I said, with Asana and Trello. If you've never even heard of what, you know, Working Lean or Scrum or Kanban boards, Trello is an awesome resource to learn those basics of project management. Asana, overall project management, everything from the Gantt charts, everything from, you know, staying on scope and time base and prioritizing and being on schedule, overall getting your feet wet with project management. Same thing is with MailChimp and email marketing. I'd say this is the best one to learn email marketing because they have great is probably not even the best way to describe it. A fantastic library of resources to help you with the basis of email marketing. I've suggested two books based on email marketing alone, right? Throughout the Ambition Show, where the core of the marketing and the core of the sales that the author was doing came from their email marketing campaigns. So I talk about email marketing going nowhere. You can work that free version, but I'm telling you, as soon as you get the understanding of MailChimp, the basics of MailChimp. I mean, everything from building landing pages, creating segments, tagging, retargeting, A/B testing, all those terms that you will hear constantly throughout, not specifically email marketing, but marketing in general, you will learn how to do them. Okay? And how to get the most out of even the smallest audience. Even if your audience is 1,500 people, even if your subscriber list is not even 5,000 people, because they have, and the funniest thing about it, and this goes back to the, when I'm talking about the key features, but also kind of those pros and cons, the pro, they have been on the forefront of AI tools and innovation and automation when it comes to email marketing since the beginning. There's only a few others that have done that, but they're the only one that I've seen that's always offered a full free version where you still had an opportunity to use those tools. That is critical. That is extremely critical because that means you're getting the most by spending your time. And you know how I feel about my time and money. Money, hate to waste it, but I can get that back. That time, I'm never getting it back. So that time that you spend on that platform is going to be priceless. Priceless. Now, one con, this is only fair. I brought up cons of other platforms. One con that I would have with MailChimp, it's hard to necessarily, if you make your audiences and you don't do them correctly, I would suggest you take your time to learn the platform before you start uploading contacts, before you start uploading leads, before you start doing those things, because it's kind of hard to backtrack some of that. Okay, which, and it should be, because they are being compliant with the laws and with the rules. And there's a lot of rules and regulations, thankfully, now with email marketing. Okay, this is actually why we've seen a lot of spam be reduced over the past 5 to 10 years. And we're seeing more and more getting done. We don't want to be spammers. We want to be marketers. We want to be actual people who are helping customers and clients and end users. So I would suggest you go into that library. You just start reading and applying. They even have a great certification test. They have a great program where you can become an expert at that platform. Every single one of my team members, my digital marketers, have taken that course. So our agency is respected as an expert on MailChimp and that platform. That's critical. That's critical because if you're working with somebody who's using MailChimp, you want to make sure they're an expert. If you're using MailChimp or any platform, I take that back, any platform, know what you're doing. And here's the thing about it. It's, once again, free investment. I brought it up now, but I'm going to bring it up again in their education platform and what they have, like I said about Google a little earlier. So MailChimp, that's the first one. The next one, I don't know how, I mean, it's kind of funny. I don't know how this platform is going to come up multiple times because the people who built it, they knew why they were building it. They knew what they were building it for. HubSpot. They're building it for business people. They're business people who are building it for business people. They're marketers who are building it for marketers. That's why HubSpot is, to me, one of the best customer relationship management tools, if not the best. I would love for, if you guys have a customer relationship management tool, we're going to talk about a couple of them, of course. But if you guys have another customer relationship management tool that you prefer over HubSpot, I would love to know about it. Because HubSpot, not only do they make one of the best free customer CRMs, customer relationship management tools, they did the same thing with email marketing because they're marketers. They understand these things are critical for us, right, to survive as agencies, but also to give the best opportunities to our clients. And once again, that's why I said they're business people. If you don't know jack about marketing, you don't know nothing about email marketing. They also have a great library of educational tools. There is no one and two, in my opinion, with this. The only reason why I say MailChimp first is because that's the one we use mostly. I am proud to use it. Love, been using it for years. HubSpot came out with their platform, you know, some time ago. It hasn't been around as long as MailChimp's. But if you come to me, hey, Aaron, I want to start an email marketing campaign. Don't have much of a budget, right? I need a platform where I can learn. You can teach me, you can train me, you can run it, but I know what you're doing. I have a good understanding of it, so it's not a huge curveball. Well, you know, I got a great platform for you. You know, in fact, I got two platforms for you, but let's find out what website we want to build. Let's find out what kind of marketing you want to do. Let's find out your target audience and which platform fits you. You notice it's about you. It's not about me. It's about you. Okay. So HubSpot, keeping that in mind as a marketer and as a business owner, HubSpot is another awesome tool. Once again, they have a great free email marketing platform. Now, here's the cool part about it. When we talk about those pros and cons, integrations, I said it before, HubSpot. If you know nothing about HubSpot, you should know this. You can integrate darn near any platform, app, SaaS, doesn't matter. Great platform for that. And affordability. I'm going to pricing on both of these because both of these are very affordable platforms. Both of these platforms, both MailChimp and HubSpot, they're built. I mean, good Lord, I sound like I'm doing the marketing for them, right? Built with your pocket in mind. All right, so MailChimp, let's get right into the pricing. MailChimp is a lot more for, like I said, once you get that free version going, you should be able to hit the ground running pretty strong. So, you know, they have everything from the essentials, the standard, and the premium version, but a lot of it, like a good email marketing platform should be, it's based around the number of contacts. So it can go from anywhere from, you know, $13 per month to $20 per month to upwards of the hundreds. Like I said, because they have different tiers, even within the pricing, because once again, it's based upon the number of contacts you have. And that's why I said focus on. That's why I said focus on the quality, building on a quality list of leads and contacts, specifically, of course, opt-in subscribers. And then, you know, the quantity will come, but focus on the quality first. Cool part is my personal favorite thing when I first joined MailChimp and started using a premium version, the first month of even the premium version is free. So you get more, you get additional features, but they still give you a month free, right? I can't say how priceless that really is because once again, let's just be real. Maybe you find out I don't need all these extra features, right? But I've already spent, I spent that month on it. You get a chance to even test the waters with the additional features at the premium level. Now, of course, at the same time, you have more contacts, right? You're going to be able to start adding more contacts. When you add those more contacts, you know, you may not be able to go back down with the same number of contacts to the free freemium version of the platform. So keep that in mind. Same thing can be said for HubSpot. That free version gives you pretty much, I would say, the same of the best features. So you can run with that thing as long as you need it. But when you move over to that premium version, you get the opportunity to really build out and master email marketing without losing out on the same number of contacts. You can increase the number of contacts. Once again, like I said, obviously as you increase those number of contacts, going back down to the smaller, to the freemium version, you won't be able to have the same number. It limits you to a certain number that you can have from the free to the pay version. But when it comes to pricing, we are talking about pricing starting off in the lower tiers as low as, you know, under $30 a month. And frankly, I can't knock the pricing that you see depending upon, you know, if you're going from a single team or a small team to a larger enterprise. It's relative to your budget and to your, you know, to what you're comfort with. But honestly, their business and enterprise version, just like what I've seen with MailChimp, business and enterprise versions, even at those higher price tiers in the hundreds of dollars, you look at the number of contacts you're making. That's why I said focus on that quality when you first start out. Build into quality. Build up that quality. Build into the quantity aspect. But focus on that quality when you first start out. Right, that way you're getting a solid 100 subscribers, a solid 1,500 subscribers, a solid, you know, 5,000 subscribers, and then you move up to the enterprise version. You have two or three people working on your email marketing, right? And that's when you need those larger, you know, those larger packages and those larger tiers. Can't beat that. So, once again, links in the description: MailChimp, email marketing platform, and HubSpot's email marketing platform, because they have multiple platforms. Which it's so funny because we're going to go right around the corner. We're literally going right around the corner and we're going to go into CRM, which I just brought up. And you know what? It kind of makes sense. it just makes perfect sense. Since I'm talking about CRMs, why not talk about one of the best, if not the best CRM HubSpot. Just brought up their email marketing. And here's the cool part about their CRM. In email marketing, you can connect. The best thing about that is you can go right into HubSpot and you can connect your email marketing in your CRM, right? Because it's coming from the same platform. It's coming from the exact same vendor. And they'll give you discounted prices. You know, discounts vary. There's different packages. There's different plans. But there's some awesome opportunities when you immediately integrate that. Now, when we talk about a CRM, just first off, let's level set. Said HubSpot is the CRM for so many businesses, and it's because it was developed by marketers. A customer relationship management tool is essential. Sorry, if you're not using one, I'm going to put you on blast right here. You are freaking missing out. You are making work 10, 20, maybe 100 times harder than it freaking needs to be. And I'm not upset. But I really don't understand why a business, if you even have 100 customers, right? Hell, I'll say if you even have 50 customers and you're not even playing around, you're not even testing out a CRM, a customer relationship management tool, you are missing out on the biggest growth opportunity ever, because this can help you from if you are a musician, if you're an actor, I know this sounds crazy, but that's very true. A production studio, cafe, dentist, accountant, doesn't matter. You need to know who your customers are. You need to know how to communicate with them, and you need to keep in regular communication with them. Transparency is everything. In the world that we're living in today, especially, communication, trust, transparency, connection. This is branding, people. If you don't think that Nike, if you don't think Rolex, if you don't think Sony, Disney, if you don't think any of these companies, and I'm comparing you to them because you know what? Something that was told to me, and we've talked about mentors so much in these shows, in these episodes, something that was brought up to me so many years ago is that small businesses and entrepreneurs have a better chance, better opportunity to have a real branded relationship with their customer than the largest corporations. You know why? Because I can tie a face to that cafe, even if it's one location, three locations, five locations. Family-owned businesses and neighborhoods, that's all branding. There's a reason why we saw, and I hate to say this, but there's a reason why we saw all these businesses close from the pandemic. People were crying. And I know some people, oh, it's money. It's, you know, no. There's livelihoods to that too. That's why I believe in small businesses. That's why I care about small businesses, because I've been in communities where small businesses have left and died off. And then you see what happens. Maybe because they can't get bank loans. Maybe because they can't get sales. Maybe because they're getting pushed out by bigger companies. So any tool for free that allows you or helps you create a better relationship with them, right? And I'm not, and let's, and this reason why we use tools is because we don't want to rely on things like, well, sadly, what if the founder passes away? Sadly, what if we lose paperwork? You know, what if we lose records? You can build out an entire customer, an ideal customer persona in your system to where you know people's birthdays, you know people's anniversaries. Those are important factors. If I'm working in a business where, let's say I'll give you a really good example of a business that uses a CRM that's close to me. Okay, it's a florist. Now, I've only been going to this florist for 2 years. I'm going to call myself out because I completely missed them because I was ordering offline like a lot of people, right? But you know what happened? That florist started using a lot of online tools. And one of the online tools we're going to bring up a little bit later on. But one of the first ones, when I went through the door, I was looking for a florist, looking for, you know, something for Mother's Day. I was like, you know what? I'm like, whoa, this guy, he put it on his Google My Business, put his Google profile. He's open on Mother's Day. He's making deliveries on Mother's Day. When I go in, I'm like, that's pretty rare. Now, I'm going in a week before Mother's Day, and I'm like, that's still pretty cool. You know, I have all my other stuff scheduled, but I'm like, I want to schedule a delivery. And I noticed him typing up everything. I'm like, okay, he's typing up, probably putting in an Excel sheet or something. I was like, I just had to ask because it's my area. I'm like, what are you using? What are you using? He's like, oh, I'm using, you know, my customer profile thing. And he literally says, my thing, my customer thing. He calls it a customer thing. It's a customer profile thing, basically. But He's using his customer persona. And I was like, well, what platform are you using? He's like, the one my son downloaded for me. And he's looking at it in HubSpot. I'm like, whoa. Because I was shocked. He's like, because I know all my customers. And I want to keep knowing them. I want to have a good relationship with them. He's like, and my son said this is a good platform for it. I'm like, dude, that's freaking awesome. So I tell him what I do. He learns more about it. We help him on some social media, right? Social media work. All in all, everything he had in his head, all the business cards, the companies of people who came in, he was able to put all that in there. He removed a lot of paperwork, has a beautiful office. I bring that all up to say, because you could do the same thing from your small business, right? Notice I say, I found him on Google My Business. And when I went in, he's using another tool. This guy's been in business for years, but he keeps pushing, keeps evolving, right? Not saying it's going to work for every single business, but I can tell you right now, it'll give you an amazing advantage. And why not? It's free. The CRM HubSpot has built is the one I trust. Hands down. Same one that's trusted by everybody. Look at this. Howard University, DoorDash, Reddit, The Motley Fool, Eventbrite, Weight Watchers, company all over the gamut. Right? We went to so many different industries right there alone. Education, technology, financial advice, event management, health and fitness, everything. Do the same thing. And here's the cool part. It's freaking free. It's free. Can't beat that price. It's freaking free. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. It's free. And just as I said before, you can connect it with your email marketing. And they have a ton of other tools you can connect it to. But the free CRM alone, I mean, really, it's the CRM that has made the company, but they have a lot of other tools. Integrate it with your email marketing. Even if you're not using their email marketing tool, you can integrate with other email marketing tools. Integrate it with your website. Easily populate that data. The communications, the sales tracking, the sales funnel, everything. And as I brought up before, you should use Zapier to do that. Because that's what I do. But even if you're not used to using Zapier, they have integrations where it's very easy for that automated data to come over from your email marketing, from your contact forms on your website, from the light box on your website into HubSpot. So there's a link to HubSpot, demo to HubSpot. And like I said, with all the other tools, you can always use the free version. They have a premium. They have a premium version, which has a lot more integrations. But I'm not even going to go into the other bundles. I'm going to focus on the free one with this one, simply because a lot of people still aren't used to using CRMs at the smaller business level from constant communication I have. Please get your feet wet with that. And the library of templates of education, I must admit that I am humbled, because the cool tools that they've had at HubSpot helped me initially when I was first starting with digital marketing. I didn't even know what it was, right? I just knew, I was like, okay, I want to be, you know, I want to work on the internet. And the tools that they had was one of the very first resources I found, besides two of the other biggest platforms in the world. And they're really out there. They're really one of the biggest platforms, if you think about it, to help you with education, digital marketing, from their library. And I can't speak highly enough of it. It's a great tool. It's a great starting point. And you know what? I just thought about something. If, like I said, just like with that business owner, if you guys want to see a training, if you want to see a video on any of the platforms we go over, HubSpot included, of course, let me know. Drop a comment. So if you want to see a training, drop a comment. The next CRM, Zoho CRM. Now, Zoho hasn't been around as long as HubSpot. But when they came into the game, they changed the game, because what Zoho became was an ultimate suite. Now, I'm not going to go too far into their premium tools, but let me tell you, I'm recommending Zoho because when I saw what they were doing on the premium version side, it's sick. Because I'm talking about running an entire business. I'm talking about accounting. I'm talking about supply chain. Oh, yeah. Inventory. When you're looking, Zoho is on a level. I'm looking at Zoho on a level of an Oracle, SAP. Okay. That's that kind of level. We're talking about running your entire business from start to finish. I can't knock that. And to offer a fully free CRM, that's why this has been voted the best CRM to scale your business. In other words, as you grow, it just keeps getting bigger. It just keeps growing. It just keeps, the heights just keep going up. Because you can take it to every level. You can take it from you as a solopreneur, entrepreneur, you know, one man army, just an artist who's just keeping track of everything from start to finish with your business. And I bring up artists because, of course, as I've said many times in the past, the way I really got into branding and digital marketing was because I was working with musicians, right? I was their manager. I was their one guy, marketing, management, you know, department or overall, not necessarily record label, but overall management team. And as you grow, if you have a manager, if you have a marketing team, this is the kind of tool you want them to use, because then they won't need 15, 30 or 30 different people. It's two solid people who can handle this, three at the most, right? Because then you maybe want that specialist who works on maybe graphic design, web design. As I've always talked about this before, we actually have something in the future coming up. I'll give you a little, because it kind of fits right along with this. The tools that you need to, if you are a musician, everything is going to replace a record label. Literally, with the right tools and the key people, you don't need a record label, right? Because of the way the world is now and the way the technology is now. You just have to have dedicated people. I'm not saying you don't need a team. I'm saying you don't need a record label. It's a big difference. It's a big difference. You still need a team. I believe every entrepreneur, no matter what you do, writer, musician, actor, you need a team. Right. Even in solo sports, we see they still have teams. Golfers have teams. Race car drivers have teams. Right. You still have a team, coach, trainer, agent, manager, that kind of stuff. But you need a team to get it done. So that's coming up. And Zoho is actually one of the platforms we're going to suggest in that episode, just to kind of give you a heads up. This is how powerful it is, because as you grow, it grows. Now, the difference, that's what I'm saying. The difference with this and HubSpot. HubSpot is that ultimate marketing vehicle. It's the ultimate marketing tool. I don't care what you say. As a marketer, there's only a few that I can say do that, and that's one of those top in HubSpot. Zoho is the ultimate business scale. Like I said, we're talking accounting, marketing, supply chain. I mean, literally, you name it, this is your company can run from this. Fantastic tool, but those are premiums. Start off with that free CRM to really get your feet wet and understand what's available and what's there, and see if it works best for your company just to start out. As you grow from there, you're like, okay, I'm gonna check it out. Or as your business grows even more so, okay, I want to see what else they got. Starts off, once again, a lot of times, like I said, it's going to be based on per seat, per user. So it's $14 per user per month. That's the lowest, and it's going to keep going up. Cool part about it is very similar to HubSpot. It has a lot of great integrations. I still say HubSpot's the king or queen, however you want to look at it, because it's the ultimate piece on the chessboard, the queen. when it comes to integrations, can't be HubSpot. It was a whole so close. so close. Like I said, when Zoho came in the space in the industry, I was immediately blown away. Because the first thing I saw was the accounting aspects of it. And I was like, oh, that's so cool. And I was like, oh, you manage your inventory, you can do supply chain, you can do all this. Like, what? One platform? And then I was like, oh, you guys made a free CRM. That's just wrong. But it feels so right. Okay. So CRM. Try out HubSpot, Zoho. Links are in the description of this episode. Yes, I just did that sound effect. That's why all of my friends came to me to make the sound effects for our toys when we played, because I made all the sound effects. In a past life, I wanted to be a voice actor, but that's a whole nother thing. Anyway, so we've covered project management tools. We've covered email marketing tools. We've covered CRMs, or customer relationship management tools. What's next, you may ask? Well, it makes sense. It's kind of falling right in line of what we do here at EMPRO LTD. What I do for my clients as a brand consultant, digital marketing specialist, why don't we get into some branding tools? Specifically, we're going to talk about social media, content creation, graphic design, branding. We're going to talk about the tools that handle those areas. We're going to all encompass those under marketing specifically. Once again, content creation, graphic design, branding tools. When we come back. Next, when we come back. Well, okay, everybody. So we're back. We talked about project management, email marketing, and then CRM tools. Now we're going to get into content creation, graphic design, and branding. We're also going to touch on the other key important categories to running your business. Like I said, these are all tools that you can immediately start utilizing to either start your business, grow your business, and all of these are free versions. All of these are free for, I can't say forever, but that's what I'm saying. Jump in and learn. And if I've you know, brought a platform to your attention that you've never heard of, for sure, drop a comment. Say you've never heard of it. This is your first time using it. Love for you to get started with it. Or it's the first time using it, even if you've heard of it. Because I've seen that a lot where people have heard of platforms, they've never used them before. So we're going to get into content creation, branding, graphic design. Then slide right into which we're talking about running an entire business. Accounting and finance, essential. You know, I've always felt that marketing, overall, everything, advertising, promotion, public relations, all aspects of marketing, that's what grows your business. That's what keeps you in business, right? From a sense of sales, from a sense of bringing in customers, bringing in traffic. Accounting and finance, right? That's for the management of the business, the day in and day out. Keeps you, it can really keep you afloat. Now, I guarantee there's somebody from that world, from those industries, especially from the accounting side, they'll say, well, no, you know, accounting is the most essential part of a business. And I can understand that from a respect. It is a very essential part. It's a very important, part. The difference is, of course, you don't have a business because of accounting. You might stay in business because of accounting. You might save your business because of accounting. But accounting won't necessarily make the business, right? You got to bring in sales. You need customers. That's why marketing is there. And that's why we start off with that first. But we're going to bring in accounting and finance because you need to manage your finances. I've heard it from multiple people. Banking, savings, investment. From those particular areas that have said some of the worst people when it comes to their finance or financial management are business owners. And that makes sense because we know how to run our business. We might not necessarily know how to run our finances, right? So there's some great tools out there to help us with that. But graphic design, branding, content creation, the king of all of this. Scratch that. Let me go back because we know who the founder and the CEO is. The queen of everything of this platform. Okay. Canva. Now, for those who don't know, I'm going to give you a little history lesson. Canva founder, CEO, Melanie Perkins. That's why I said the queen. It's important to understand why this tool is as good as it is. Melanie Perkins is fantastic, talented graphic designer, developer who did not like the tools that were already out there. And I can't stress this enough as a person from that world and who's been at that same position. This is why platforms blow up and do great things, because they're inspired from a genuine need to help not only your community, but the people outside. In other words, other designers, other graphic designers and brand developers, other marketers who want to do better for their clients. I'm not going to mention the two platforms I'm thinking of. I can imagine Melanie was frustrated with, but I know the ones I was frustrated with. And I'm still frustrated with them, even though they both create their own innovations and they don't do great things. But you can still see what they don't get, even though designers are at the helms of both of those businesses and both those companies. What Canva did said the same thing. I look at Canva. I honestly, overall, I only consider two others on the same level of Canva. And I would definitely deep dive into this in another episode. I don't want to go too far on a tangent, but this platform is worthy of a tangent. I look at Microsoft and Google. And I know that's pretty significant, but if you think about what Canva's done, like I said, I'm going to go off. I'm going to have a whole another episode. I'm going to make a whole episode just about Canva. I don't care. It's just worth it. There's some platforms that are worth that. Because what we're seeing is now we're seeing not only creators, but we're seeing business owners who are afraid to be empowered. And that's what technology is really, to me, that's the importance of it, is that we're breaking down barriers. We're breaking down these barriers of entry. I mean, first off, this platform was created by a woman of color. In a world, I remember graphic design. I mean, Melanie and I are very similar in age. I remember graphic design. I didn't even want to get into graphic design at one point because I hate to say it, but it was looking a very specific way. Right. And I was thinking and then looking at the business opportunities there, it wasn't as open as you would hope it to be, especially being a creative medium, a creative world, an industry. She developed this great platform that a lot of people are jumping into. But most importantly, it's actually creating jobs for other people. Getting back to the platform, like I said, don't want to go too off on a tangent. But salute, shout out to Melanie Perkins. And for those who don't know, there's going to be a link about her bio. I'll give you a link just to check it out, just to get an understanding. And I hope this inspires young men, young women, people of color. Doesn't matter. Inspire. That's the goal, is just to inspire. That's the whole purpose of this platform, right? Is to help you guys, give you those resources. That's a great resource. Can't know everything about her, of course, because we all have so many levels and levels of depth to us. But just look at her story. It's right there on Fortune Magazine. It has a great bio, a great profile of her. It's a link in the description. Canva itself, though. Talk about an awesome platform, hands down. I'm also going to put a link in the description to two of the best places to find out more about Canva when it comes to tutorials, when it comes to training on YouTube. YouTube is a great resource. These are two of the best Canva related channels. I go to these channels just to be entertained because I love to see what these guys come up with. Okay, they come up with some great stuff. So I'm linking them in here. Shout out to both of these channels. But the coolest part about Canva to me is not only the innovation that they constantly go, you know, they're constantly pushing the envelope and constantly developing better tools. The funny thing about some of these tools I was thinking about 10, 15 years ago, that they're making a reality first and now everybody's following suit. But my personal favorite aspect is something we start off with, project management. The level of collaboration, the level of connectivity, the level of how much, first off, you can connect it to your Canva. You can connect your Asana one integration to your Canva. And the cool part about that is if a project's not ready, you can communicate right within the platform. You don't have to send out a separate email. Right within the platform, you can easily communicate and comment to one another. You can assign it to people. And if you get the premium versions, right? Because we'll talk about the free. Remember, everything I'm talking about, those integrations are free. But if you get the premium versions of how many seats you can add in under one premium, under one package, unlike what we saw with some of the other platforms, you get 3 to 5 seats to start off, right? Depending upon which premium package you get. So you don't have to buy it per seat necessarily. You automatically, depending upon which premium you can get 3 to 5 seats. So you can start building out your team. The great part about this is you can connect with other graphic designers. So if you have contractors or freelancers that you regularly work with, they don't have to have their own premium version. You can add them to your premium version or vice versa. This is a game changer. And oh my God, one of my all-time favorite free tools is how you can connect it to your social media. There are many social media planners out there. There's many social media schedules out there. Not all of them offer design tools. This is a design tool brought into social media. So if you want to publish that ebook, that PDF, you want to publish a template, get it out there immediately. You don't have to wait. Oh, okay, now I got to save it. Now I got to download. Now I got to integrate it to my Facebook, to this. No. And almost every platform is integrated. This is what happens when the money, let's just be real, when the money in the seed investment comes behind and starts putting money into great platforms that empower business owners. You get a platform like Canva. like I said, great story, fantastic ambassador for not only entrepreneurship, not only for the creative world, not only for women in tech, not only for people of color, women of color. Fantastic young lady, fantastic business leader and innovator and influencer, Melanie Perkins. And let me tell you, that Canva platform, there's a link to it. And we do have a sponsored link from Canva because they're sponsoring it. You know, they're one of our partners. We have a link, an opportunity for you to get one of the premium versions of the platform. You can do everything from your ebook, your website, your doc, your talking presentation, everything right in Canva. And like I said, please check out those two channels as well on YouTube if you want to learn more about the platform in Canva and the different tips and tricks there. And the reason why I'm mentioning Canva first and foremost in this category is because the simple fact is the learning is there. There's so much education there. If you've never went to a graphic design school, that's perfectly fine. That was the one thing, like I said, about graphic design. That was the reason, actually one of the reasons, I hate to say it, one of the reasons why I didn't go into art school and graphic design is because it was just this level of, I hate to say it, you don't have a Mac. You never used Adobe. You know, all these little things. And it was like this huge curve that was being posed at different schools. A lot of people, I wasn't the only one. I come to find this out years later. A lot of people didn't enter because of that. Right. But we love to draw. We love to write. We love making logos. We loved all that stuff. So we learned how to use other tools. I came back to it a few years later and taught myself Adobe, then started taking courses. I didn't go to college for it, but then I started taking other professional courses for it and professional training. But I was like, well, yeah, but I can imagine as a college student, this would have been really intimidating. Right. And frankly, I'd rather learn how to learn the business and the marketing world and then learn those additional skills and tools. Canva's getting rid of all of those barriers of entry and building you up as you go. And I can't tell you how many people have started off with Canva and then moved over to all these other platforms. And they're like, but I'm still using Canva. So I'm making all these templates in Adobe Illustrator and, you know, Premiere Pro and DaVinci and, you know, PDFs and bringing them over into Canva for my clients. Happens all the time because Canva is such a great tool to work with your clients. Can't beat it. Next up. And I ain't gonna lie to you, this was hard. It was hard trying to find something that could compare, that could match, that could challenge Canva in any kind of way, or better yet, that could at least be on the same level. And I'm being real with you, I haven't found one. I have no problem. I'm not necessarily proud in the sense of like I built Canva, but I am proud in the sense of that I know I have the right tools for my clients and the right tools for myself. With that being said, though, there is one platform that I like a lot. I was exposed to it by a client because they had heard of it and they just wanted to play around with it and test it out. And they say, hey, can you do, you know, not only my business cards, but a few other things. I was like, yeah, sure. Cause they, you know, they were playing, like I said, they started playing around with it. Crello. If I'm pronouncing it right or wrong, or which way ever I'm pronouncing it, let me know. But it's Crello. Here is why I would say the best and closest comparison. Branding kits. Easy to use drag and drop tools, but the branding kit is a big one. One of the coolest aspects of Canva is, I hate to say it, people preach branding and they don't really get all the aspects of it. But one of the things that people bring up about branding that Canva makes really easy is to stay on brand visually. Font, color scheme, logo, terminology, whole nine, right? Across all your templates, across all platforms. Crello does the same thing. And I must admit, that is an essential and very important part of any creative tool. I don't see the purpose of the creative tool if it doesn't have something to make it easy to make a branding kit where you can upload your logo, put in your branding kit. Make sure that's on all your templates. You can put in your slogan, your trademark, the way you put in your service mark, your trademark, your specific branded text. If you use a certain terminology and some or wording, the fonts that you use, the color scheme you use, whole nine, color palette, whole nine. Crello makes it easy. The only drawback to Crello in comparison to Canva is it's a very limited number of downloads you can do per month for free, and it's comparison of what you have for templates, it's getting there. It's getting there, but it's not at the Canva level. And that's just because of popularity, right? So hopefully this helps them with popularity, because I'll tell you right now, it's a great platform and it's very close to your Canva platform. So if you're using either one, or maybe you're not comfortable with Canva, that's where those YouTube tutorials can come in. That's a great asset. That's where those tutorials and that library on Canva can help you. But maybe Crello is more of your, floats your boat, tickles your fancy, however you want to call it. link also to Crello is in the description of this episode, because frankly, like I said, this is about you and what works for you. What works for you. It's not about me. It's what works for you. I'm here. I'm just the vendor of the information, the vessel for the information, right? So check out awesome story about Melanie Perkins, her background, the founder of Canva. Check out Canva, those tutorials to Canva, and of course Crello as well. And see if Crello is maybe your platform of choice, or maybe you use both. You start off with both. Here's the best part about this and about everything I've brought up. They're all free. You are just running with the thing, okay? You're just running with it and see which one works for you and what works best for you. Now, I brought up accounting and finance. We're talking about running your business. We're talking about growing your business. The first platform, so funny, you're gonna know the name. I just brought up Zoho, right? Zoho CRM for customer relationship management tools. Zoho Books. Yeah, remember I said you can do it all? Inventory, accounting, supply chain, all that stuff from Zoho. Well, they actually do the same thing that they do for the CRM. They do it for your books. They do it for your accounting. Zoho Books. Now, of course, I know everyone's going to say, well, what about QuickBooks? And I'm only bringing it up for this once, because this is why I created this podcast, right? This is why I created this platform, the resources we have. Because, yes, there's going to be some that are very popular, because they're the most common, they spend the most on the marketing, the advertising, but that doesn't mean necessarily it fits everyone's budget, everyone's project, everyone's, way they want to run their business. Zoho Books, funny, sure enough, that's actually the first way I heard about Zoho. Actually, the client that suggested Zoho Books before they even talked about CRM, because I had heard about Zoho Books, and they actually have a free version of this that's fully free for Zoho. To really get your feet wet with working with a platform of managing your accounting online, get out of the basic spreadsheets. Nothing wrong with an Excel sheet, but we all know how manual that is. And that's actually one of the challenges with managing your finances, is because things are so manual. I would suggest you jump over to something that's a little bit more intuitive, automated, and frankly, at the end of the day, easy. Remove that barrier, remove that level of difficulty. That way you can focus on what really matters, which is managing your money. Managing your money, okay? And what we constantly hear about is, oh, one of the main reasons why businesses pretty much go out of business is because of what? Lack of planning, lack of cash flow, lack of proper financial management. That's why I said the marketing, like, you can have great sales. The marketing is going to keep that business going. It's going to bring in those sales. But if you're like, yeah, man, we made $20 million this year. Yeah, but we spent $19 million. Right? We spent $19 million to get to that $20 million. And to stay in business, we need to spend, what, 10? 5? Do we even know the number? Do we know the cost of doing business? Do we know the cost of goods sold? Right, I'm bringing up financial statement terminology because, frankly, this is what gets missed a lot. Zoho Books makes that really easy. Zoho Books makes that extremely easy. Integrations with, these are free. Integrations with your payment gateways, money coming in. Integrations with your bank accounts, what you're spending on. That way you can really track that spending. But then you can also say, okay, are we in a financial position to go pursue a loan? Are we in a financial position to focus on getting or looking at our credit? What's our business credit? You don't worry about your business credit, you're missing out. Because that business credit could be your lifesaver. You might not be looking at it, but I can tell you right now, when you go contact somebody for a loan or a line of credit, credit cards, okay? There's a big project you want to do. You need supplies. You need contractors. You need tech. You need machinery. You need equipment. What's your business credit looking like? And maybe the only reason why you're missing out on tracking your business credit properly is because you're not looking at your expenses. You're not looking at your finances. Are you paying your bills on time? Your net 30, 60, 90. If you don't know what those terms are, that's fine right now. I'll put a link for you. There's a great article about that on building business credit. There's a link for you right up under this category in the description of this episode on building business credit. But I'm telling you right now, don't miss out on a chance to easily manage your finances with a tool like Zoho Books. That way, okay, now you can maneuver a little bit. And maybe when you get to a certain point in your business, now you can afford working with an accountant. Now you can afford to move up to a premium version. Now you can afford to bring in somebody to manage your finances directly and your team. Because you've seen and you tracked where your money is going and you see where you needed to save and where you needed to spend. That's why you need to focus on managing your books. So we talked about marketing. We talked about making that money. Now I'm talking about you saving that money. I'm talking about you managing that money. Okay. And I'm not trying to get too serious here because I know I joke around and stuff like that, but this is serious stuff. This is our business. This is what matters to us. This is our livelihood. Right? Now, when it comes to something like Zoho Books, it's hard to find so much alternatives out there. I will be honest with you. Because the one thing about Zoho Books is that, like I said, between the integrations, between the financial statements, between the overall management of your overall, you know, accounting for your business, it's hard to beat them on the free level. The best comparison I could give you on the free level, right? Now, this is really coming more so if you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner with very few employees, I will say, or mostly working with contractors, a solopreneur, I would consider using Mint. Now, Mint version, it's really solid for a solopreneur or entrepreneur to get your management of your funds down packed at that level before you grow. I would suggest a great strategy is Mint and then to QuickBooks, right? Get your money right. Intuit is the platform, if you ask me, when it comes to especially financial management, right? It's amazing how they've blown up. They started with a few platforms, and then a few tools like QuickBooks and TurboTax, and then they went into, you know, creating things like Mint. They they acquired Credit Karma, and also Intuit, the parent company of these platforms. Guess who they're also the parent company of now? They purchased MailChimp. So Intuit is out there. Intuit is becoming that go-to for a lot of resources online, which is awesome. So you can trust that, you know, they've been in this business. They know it. I mean, look how many people use TurboTax this past tax year. How many accountants have sworn by QuickBooks, right? It's kind of like, I look at it in the same respect as that HubSpot, you know. Marketers really go to HubSpot. They really trust HubSpot. They really value it. Same way as I look at accountants, they really trust and they really go to QuickBooks. They have a lot of respect for QuickBooks. Personal finance, Mint is a great tool, and you can integrate it with your bank, with your payment gateways, stuff like that, so you can manage your finances all in one place. I was hip to Mint many years ago, or I should say when it first came out, when it was in this beta, and it's a fantastic tool. I can't suggest it enough. I suggest it to a lot of people, especially to those entrepreneurs who are just starting out. So if Zoho Books, maybe if you have a small business where you have quite a few, you know, not quite a few, but a few number of employees, so you can get the most out of that free version and then go up to that premium version. And then Mint, if you're a solo or an entrepreneur, is a great tool to work from. That's kind of like those pros and cons to those, you know, it depends on the type of business you have. Now, in closing, one category instead of platforms. Now this is a little bit, you know, we're kind of switching gears because it's not just from a marketing standpoint, but this is overall the business management and understanding what works in your business. And the funny thing is all of these platforms are by the exact same company. Get them while they're free, because I'll tell you right now. I will not be shocked, and I'm not saying I know insider information, nothing like that, but just because the way the world is and the way we're getting to a level where it's getting so costly to run even the most free platforms. I mean, there's a reason why certain companies are asking for, you know, charging for some free from free stuff. Let's just be real, right? Free stuff is now getting charged, right? And we're seeing that even with social media. I made a joke about this. I mean, many of other people have said it, but I'm thinking about it to my joke when I said it's going to be an interesting day when they start charging for Facebook. And the funny thing is, when I said that, that was what? Right before pandemic, I'm going to say it was like 5 years ago. So it was like a year or two before the pandemic. And people really laughed. They're like, why would I pay for Facebook? But then they thought about it. Look what happened during the pandemic. One of the main ways people stayed in contact with family members and friends was through Facebook. That's become an essential tool, an essential part of our lives, just like your cell phone, right? The same thing can be said about this company. Google has made so many essential tools for our businesses, our lives in general, but especially our businesses, that if they ever started charging for some of these platforms, you know you're going to have to come out of pocket because you're like, I need that platform. And I'm going to give you three right now. This is the last category. Overall business management, overall connectivity to your customer, overall the data and the insights that you need. I give you three platforms. Google Business Profile, Google My Business, as it used to be called, YouTube, and Google Analytics. Now, like I said, number one, I am not saying that these are about to be, you're going to be charged for them in the next year or two, even 10 years. No insider information on that. I am not saying you have to pay for these right now because once again, these are all platforms that you can have years so far, at least, free versions. What I am saying is why it's free. You better master these platforms because let me tell you, there's a lot of tools, a lot of resources for it. Right off the bat, if I start off with, you know, Google Business Profile, used to be Google My Business. When Google rolled that out, they've tried it. They've tried different social media. They've tried different business things for small businesses, and it's been hit or miss. But because of the power of search engines, don't care what you say, just like email marketing, that ain't going nowhere. SEO, search engine optimization, SEO, saves you so much money if you put the time into it. Even if you pay an SEO agency like mine, even if you pay an SEO freelancer, even if you pay a consultant, you are saving so much money by investing in it. Because everything you learn from SEO, you can apply to your paid search campaigns. You can apply to advertising. You can apply to every other aspect of content creation and content marketing and save on the learnings you would have from there. So I brought this. I'm not going to say the client's name. I'm about to say their name. I've brought this client up in the past. They had a business. They had already spent over $5,000 a month, almost a year, every month spending $5,000 on paid ads. Some were very successful, some weren't, and they couldn't understand what was going on. They weren't invested anything in SEO, anything in search engine optimization. I immediately said, let's do this. Let's take everything we've learned from the paid, apply it to search engine optimization. We did that right off the bat. Cut some of the budget down from the paid ads, got better results than they finished with, because they were finishing a year, right? It wasn't a technical calendar year, but, you know, finishing the year out. Kept that SEO going. We were able to reduce that ad spend, not by half, but by more than 60%, because we were putting the time into SEO. My SEO servers were less than some of the ad spend he was spending, okay? And got the business in for his apparel store, right? And notice what I said. I did say store. I didn't specify. We're talking an e-store and a physical store. We're talking e-commerce and an actual physical storefront. Bring that up because with Google My Business, you're able to take those SEO learnings. You're able to build on that SEO. It's the ultimate search engine. There's still no question. Ultimate search engine is Google. So everything you're learning there, everything you're finding out there, comments, reviews, what people like, what people don't like, how people are tagging you, You can apply that to everything that you do. The next best search engine is YouTube. The next best content, well, not even the next best, the best content platform is YouTube. And I know there's people going to say, well, TikTok this, TikTok that. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking TikTok. But I will say this. Here's something to think about. And a side tangent, of course, but it goes right along with what we're talking about. Important free tools. I could say TikTok's the most important social media tool. I definitely could say that easily. Here's why I'm not considering it in the level of YouTube. How many people would watch a 1 hour TikTok? Yes, I just said that, and I'm going to let that pause there. I'm going to say it again. How many people would watch a 1 hour TikTok? Not 1 hour's worth of TikTok. People do that all the time. 1 hour TikTok video. Exactly. You know how many people do that with YouTube? How many people do it 30 minutes? How many people watch a 10-minute TikTok? Happens all the time on YouTube. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 30 minutes, an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, 4 hours. There are entire channels on YouTube dedicated to around-the-clock video. There are cafes I've gone into where they just have the cafe channel. We've all know this, the lo-fi cafe channel, the chill cafe channel, the music in the background channel, right? How does this apply to you as a business owner? Oh, I've got a great one for you because I just gave you an example. What if you don't want to play a premium Spotify account? Why don't you have a premium YouTube account for your company? You can run ads, you can have videos, and you can also have the background music in your facility. And this is not me making something up. Like I said, like the majority of what I'm going through is never going to be me hypotheticals and theory. This is coming from applied application. Cafe I worked with have a premium YouTube channel, or the one of the owners has a premium YouTube account, right? But he made it for his company. So you know what he does? He plays music on the video, on the screen that's mounted up top. He plays it. Just lets it run. So people get the background music. So it's a personal investment and a business investment. But here's the cool part about it. That TV setup, he can put up his menu if he wants. They can make commercials and run it all through YouTube. The reason why I say this is it's much more dynamic. This is the key word, dynamic, right? Than TikTok. And the only reason why I bring it up is because everyone wants to say, oh, that's the next best competition or whatever. You won't find people doing that with TikTok. You'll find people taking hours worth of TikToks and putting it on YouTube. But how many people are taking that? Once again, that's a long stretch of content. And remember, to get monetized, certain amount of watch hours, certain amount of subscribers, that's vital. As a business owner, if you have that platform, you now have an opportunity to make money and advertise your business and connect with other content creators or connect with content creators to advertise your business. YouTube gives you multiple revenue streams, multiple opportunities to build and grow your business. And that's what all of these platforms are about. For free. You don't have to get the premium version. I just gave you an example, right, of how to utilize a premium version. Not to mention, it's the second most powerful search engine in the world. Find out what people are talking about, what people are interested in. Just find out what videos are getting popular. What's on the news? What cities are being talked about? What travel destinations? Every single industry has a way to utilize YouTube. A lot of people haven't yet, right? But every single industry has a great opportunity and a way to utilize YouTube. I can't tell you how happy I was to finally see musicians utilizing YouTube ads, but doing it, making their music video a YouTube ad. I'm like, I was talking about doing that with my artist when I was managing. I'm like, dude, we should have a YouTube ad with just your video, just your music video. What better advertisement? Give them a snippet. Not just saying, hey, buy my album. No, Give them the music video. They'll watch the whole freaking video. That's a better way for making watch. When I started seeing artists do this, I'm like, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for starting to do this because it's a great opportunity to connect with your audience. The final Google tool is Google Analytics. Now, I'll be honest with you, of all the tools, I highly doubt this is going to be the first one that's going to be premium, but I wouldn't be shocked that this one does become premium because the amount of data and information that you collect from Google Analytics is absolutely insane. I'm just going to say, give you two reasons right now. If you haven't used Google Analytics, give you, these are two reasons. Number one, know who the heck you're talking to. Remember I talked about that CRM? Well, when you start those email marketing campaigns, when you build that website, when you start those blogs, when you start building out that content on Canva, and you start publishing it, you need to know who you're talking to. You need to know who you're talking about. You need to know where they're finding your information at. You need to know why they're coming back and how long they're staying. Google Analytics gives you all of that. And then some. The final reason to utilize Google Analytics right away is the only 100% free, fully, and I do mean fully, like customized dashboards, filters, understanding the audience, analytical tool for a website. Only one is 100% free. There's some great tools that can compete with Google Analytics. I'm not going to lie to you. Great insights. Here's the funny part about it. The tools that typically are competing with Google Analytics use Google Analytics. And they aren't free. The moment you decide to make a blog, the moment you decide to make a website, part of every web project, I do it. It's built into the project. I'm going to create your Google Analytics account and I'm going to connect it to Google Analytics. Because the moment you publish that site and start working, it starts learning and it's just running in the background for you. And if you can't, man, why am I getting so many orders? I'm going to give you another comparison, another client's fitness website. Why am I getting so many orders from this state when he thought all of his customers, well, not all of them, he thought the majority of his customers were coming from an entirely different region of the United States of America. Then he noticed, oh, wait, this one state is giving me a lot of business. We looked at Google Analytics. Funny thing about it, he was using the paid ads analytics from social media. And he was learning from that. But Google Analytics gave him a better insight of across the board from Yahoo, from Bing, from Google, of course, the search engine. And then he started connecting to his ad campaigns. And he started, oh, wait, that's because these other five states really are interested in my products. So let's target to them. Like I said, he had a fitness website. So we're talking about states that have a lot less gyms than the state that he thought where his primary customer or the majority of his customers were coming from. Clearly, he's seeing orders, but some people were ordering for friends and family members, gifts. So they're ordering. Yeah, they're getting, you know, one location, but they're actually taking it somewhere. They're sending it somewhere. You know what I mean? Or when they're ordering it while they're in one place and they're traveling. He's not knowing this. He wasn't collecting information like, you know, age demographics or what page they were falling off of. Those kind of things are all there for you for free, for free, for free. So get them while they're free. I can't stress that enough. Google Business Profile, YouTube, and Google Analytics. Hey, you might say I'm crazy right now, and that's okay. I don't care. You can say it. But I promise you, in 5, 10, 20, even in 30 years, when you had the opportunity, you could have been certified on these platforms. You could be mastering these platforms. You could have made $1 million a day on these platforms, for all I know. Oh, you can set up orders with Google's business profile. Oh, you can connect your merch store to your YouTube page. Oh, you can understand which email marketing campaign is working, which one's not. Which blog post has the most downloads of your free lead generation tool and which one doesn't? How many people are clicking on your paid course from a specific country or specific state and speak a specific language? And if you don't think that's important, you're missing the boat. Because that's the whole purpose to me. That's the whole purpose of being online. Don't give yourself a boundary. Even if your business is located in one state or one country, don't give yourself a boundary. Let the customer dictate that boundary. Because I could tell you right now, If I find out that all my customers, or 90% of my customers, 80% of my, hell, even 60% of my customers, if I find out 60% of my customers, their native language is Spanish, habla español. Okay, I'm learning me some Spanish real quick, because we have to think about the customer first and the value we're bringing to them. Where most business owners mess up, they think about what I'm doing as a business, not what the customer needs. And that's why they go out of business, because they're not thinking about the value from the customer, the client's perspective. So get them while they're free. Google Business Profile, YouTube, Google Analytics. I know what you're probably saying. I know how to sign. I have my own YouTube account. So YouTube is probably the easiest and the lowest barrier of entry. So I'm not giving you a link to sign up to YouTube, because you probably already have YouTube. If you don't, that's okay. What I am going to give you a link to is one of the best. This is a completely unbiased promotion. One of the best YouTube, I want to say an influencer. I don't want to use influencer in this term. I would say YouTube experts, YouTube professionals, if you will. Give you a link to their profile and just getting the basics of YouTube and understanding how to utilize it for your business. He is fantastic. I've been watching his channel for years, learned so much. So many people have suggested him to me. And I mean, I was already watching, but it's like, hey, you know, I watch. And that's why I went by some great suggestions by past clients and people I've seen successfully utilize the advice that he shared. Google Analytics, on the other hand, the link to Google Analytics is to sign up and to get started with it. The cool part about it is I also give you a link to Google Analytics training. Okay. I will say, you know, there's a little learning curve there, just getting the basics down. But once you get the basics down, it's very simple. A lot of it's very intuitive, to where it's been, I would say, especially from when I first started working with it over 7 years ago, it's gotten a lot more user-friendly. And then Google Business Profile, they've constantly been innovating and updating this. So it's because it's ever-evolving, ever-changing, because it's pretty brand spanking new. So Google Business Profile is also a link to get that started for your business as well. And just a shout out, you know, we're going to go into next up the education aspect of different places to get some education about different these different platforms and a few others. Just a shout out to everybody who suggested these tools, went through Core Spaces. If you're not involved in our Core Spaces, the Ambition Show podcast, the Core Space, you need to get on there. We've started a brand new space, fresh, brand new space, to get some more quality content in there from what we've gotten in the past. Some great questions and answers. A lot of these platforms were suggested. I put out a few polls, did a few, you know, few surveys and conversations with people. And this came from clients. This came from customers. This came from people like you guys who are starting your businesses, whether you've worked with me in the past, whether you're part of my network. I really just want to say a quick shout out to everybody who had suggestions, everybody who got involved in our surveys and our polls. Thank you so much for the quality, you know, content that you've shared, and their own lumps, you know, their own ups and downs. And I hate to say it, some people say they wasted money on other platforms and they found out one of these platforms were free. So this is not only coming from my experience. I've used a lot more platforms than these, but these are overall, you know, from a customer standpoint, from a client standpoint, from our audience standpoint, what works. Thank you so much for you guys being involved. So when we come back, we're going to go over the different educational outlets, like different places you can find for learning how to use Asana, Trello, MailChimp, Canva, so on and so forth. Real quickly, go over those and then we are done. But first, let's take a commercial break and then we'll come back and we'll talk about those different platforms. Welcome, everybody. Thank you so much once again for joining us for the best free online resources to grow your small business. Get them while they're free. That should be the subtitle. Get them while they're free. So we went over project management tools. We went over email marketing tools, content creation and branding, graphic design tools, accounting, finance tools. And then finally, overall business for your exposure, for your traffic, for your tracking and your analytics tools when it came to, and they all went under one umbrella, one vendor, that is Google. And I brought up different education outlets, you know, different places to get the information. So each one of these platforms, one of the main reasons why they were chosen, every single one of them, have a library, have a great knowledge base, have a great area for tutorials and for resources to learn the platform. I say great for two main reasons. Number one, alternative ways to learn, video and audio. Not just the text, not just downloading PDFs, not stuff like that. Video and audio. That's number one. Number two, each one of these platforms has a community around it. Can't beat this. Each one of these platforms has a community around it to where you can learn more. I bring up our core spaces, and we have a Canva space specifically for Canva, right? I created this because I just love Canva so much. I wanted to share designs. I wanted to share, different opportunities and different trainings that I find and that I enjoy and that I've created. I share those in our core space specifically devoted to Canva, but there's so many more. There's Quora, and there's Facebook groups for Asana, for Trello, for MailChimp, for Google My Business, or, Google Business Profile now. And of course, there's plenty for YouTube. That is the second educational resource. That's the second reason why these were the platforms chosen, also because people were giving us responses. But when it comes to training, there's links below in the description of this episode. There's no book of this episode because this is the education. There's links to training, tutorials, what we were given, okay, from men and women just like you, people just like you who are just starting with some of these platforms. We were given as the best training for some of these platforms. Links are in the description. YouTube channels and blogs for each one of these platforms. Check them out. When you go sign up, jump over. That's why I told you my sound effects. Jump right over and check out the blog or YouTube channel. Check it out and learn the basics. And as I stated, there are certificate courses. There are brand ambassador courses to be recognized as a leader in each one of these platforms. But I'm going to just put a little sprinkle out there. a little sprinkle. I would suggest taking one of the certification courses, right? There's some for MailChimp. Of course, there's plenty for Google Analytics. Take those courses. Because as an entrepreneur, and we've brought this up before, those skills that you acquire, that's another revenue stream. Whether it be a training, webinars, one-on-one sessions, consulting, or just training your team. Brought this up in my own example, MailChimp. Everybody is taking the MailChimp course because email marketing is very central to our business. But if we're suggesting this platform, we must be one of the best in the platform. That's how I look at it. Now, there's other platforms. I didn't bring those other platforms up. There's other platforms where it's the same. I look at the same principle, right? Because they have the same offering, where there's a partnership program where you can become certified, where you can, go through training and you can go through educational resources to make sure you're well-versed in all the apps and the themes or whatnot. Some of those platforms, we can talk about many of those, but that's the way my principle is. If it's offered, we're going to take that. We've done the same thing with Google Analytics. Like I said, we did with MailChimp. We're going to do with every platform that becomes offered. So, training resources. In lieu of the book of the episode, you have these training resources. Like I said, both YouTube channels and blogs for each one of these platforms. Check them out. So, going back, if you want to see an entire episode, right, where we get and we deep dive into one or more of these platforms, let me know. Happy to do it. What I will do for sure is we're going to have an episode where we're going to highlight a founder, and I can't tell you enough, the founder of Canva, Melanie Perkins, what she's done for the creative community, for the small business community, for the marketing community, for the community of people who want to get more into tech or who are in tech or in STEM, and they just didn't find their place necessarily. She's done a lot. And we're going to dedicate an entire episode to her. We'll have a little short episode, but we want to make sure that we cover not only the bio, but also the ins and outs of, what it takes. And actually, if you want to do your same thing, what it takes to run and start one of those kind of startups to where you're basically disrupting an entire industry, because that's what she did. She disrupted an entire industry. Yeah, actually, if you think about it, she disrupted multiple industries, really. We'll get more into that. And then what it takes, to get to that level and some of those opportunities there. We're going to definitely have an episode about that. Finally, because somebody brought it to my attention when I was asking these questions, they were like, even though this episode is a little bit more lengthy, they wanted a webinar And you know what? Instead of one training, if you will, we're going to do is we're going to have a webinar for this entire episode. But the webinar, as opposed to me just talking about these platforms and kind of walking you through them, what we're going to do is we're actually going to sign up for these platforms. I'm going to go into how to sign up for the platform, if it's something to download, how you can download it, the different training there. We're going to go over each one of them, right? The same platforms we just talked about, and I might add in one or two more. I think I might add in, somebody brought up social media in one of the comments. They're like, hey, what about the best social media platforms before you have to pay for them? And I thought that was a really good point. So we'll bring up the best social media platforms for your business before you have to pay for them. Now, mind you, it depends on your type of business, because in some businesses, there's platforms that are a little bit better than others. But we're going to look at overall, let's say the top five that you, and obviously YouTube is not going to be counted in that, because we talked about YouTube in a different regard. So we're going to talk about the top five social media platforms overall, pretty much for any business, before you have to pay for them. And clearly, we, as I just brought up, people laughed when I said Facebook, but then you look at this stuff about Instagram, you look at this stuff now, you see about Twitter, you look up platforms, you know, that are looking at, there are some paywall aspects to it. So it's not out of the realm of possibility, and it's not that far off. So we'll do a webinar, and I will share a link to the webinar in the Core Spaces. I will share a link to the webinar on our LinkedIn page. And of course, I will share it with, you know, with anybody who follows me on LinkedIn or Instagram. I will share it with you there too. So we will have a webinar on how to sign up for these platforms, how to sign up for the educational tools for the platforms, or how to utilize some of those educational tools for the platforms. And, you know, just some a little bit more in depth, as opposed to just going and walking through each one of them. So with that being said, thank you so much for joining us for the Ambition Show episode, the best free online resources to grow your small business. There will be a webinar for this, or based on the same episode, we will go into social media category as well. But right now what we covered was project management, email marketing, content creation and branding and graphic design, accounting and finance, and of course, overall business and data management. Can't thank you enough for joining us. Thank you so much for your suggestions to everybody who has suggestions. Check out all those free resources that are available in the description below, as well as one of our partners on Canva, who, if you support them, you support us by using that premium offer that we have there in the description of this episode. Thank you so much for joining us. I've been your host, Aaron Muhammad. Once again, this is the Ambition Show, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode, and hopefully I see you at that webinar. Best to you and yours. Peace. The Ambition Show. Ambition Show.